ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. I want to talk about something that everybody does and they shouldn't do it. Worry. Why do you worry? I have people tell me all the time, Richard, you don't worry about nothing. And I tell them, well, would it help? Well, no, then why should I do that? Worry is the conversation you have with yourself. Why would you have a conversation with something you don't worry? You don't want it, yet you have a conversation with it. Let me give you some great scripture. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Remember what I just said. Worry is a conversation that you have with yourself. So don't do that. Look at this scripture. Be careful for nothing. Now that tells you right there. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Now why did God say thanksgiving? Because he's going to answer what you say. He's going to answer what you ask. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Then he says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's as good as it gets right there, see? And I live that scripture every day of my life. I mean, I have many opportunities to worry. There's always stuff going on. I don't like what's happening in our country right now. You know, the Democrats are fighting the Republicans and the Republicans fighting the Democrats and people fighting here and fighting there. When everybody just calm down, for God's sake, you know? But you know, envy, jealousy, and power breeds all kind of bad things. Here's another scripture. Trust in the Lord. That's Proverbs 3, verses 5, 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Sometimes our understanding is not there. We need to get to another level of faith. You know what I'm talking about? You know, we have to have a higher level of faith. You know, you know, got certain levels of cancer, stage one, stage two, stage three, stage four. How about let's get up a higher level of faith? Because now faith is. Well, why isn't it growing, Brother Jesse? Because you're putting it in the future. Why would you do that? Why don't you leave it where it's supposed to be, in the now? Now, it started off in Philippians with be careful for nothing. So don't get mad at me if I'm not worrying. I mean, I have a lot of opportunities to worry, but I'm not doing that because he said be careful for nothing. I love that, but in everything, everything's a big word. I like that, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. I let my request be known unto God. It takes a lot of money to run this ministry, millions a month. I wish it was a million. That would be nice, but it's not. But that's okay. I don't worry about that because he didn't ask me to pay for it. He asked me to believe for it. I'm believing God right now for a $20 million donor. God said, you got a $20 million donor coming. I said, okay, why? Well, we got to build an event center. That's going to be $8 million bucks. We got to build another hangar out there because of those assets of that plane. That's another $8 million. I mean, and other things that go on, but now you guys start filling it up, doing all kinds of stuff. But you know, do I look like I'm worried about it? No. You know why? Because my God. I don't know about your God, but my God shall supply what? All. So I'm not just talking about needs. I'm talking about desires, wants, and needs. Now that's being careful for nothing. So worry is a conversation that you have with yourself. So if Mr. Worry shows up, you go, talk to the hand. No, I'm not doing that. You may have opportunity to do it. That thing may be on you, trying to destroy you. It's kind of like healing. You know, by his stripes, you already healed. I'm not talking about your symptoms. I'm talking about the healing. Jesus said, by his stripes, you were healed. We see you focus so much on the symptoms instead of the heal. You start focusing on that, my God, the healing, as much as you're feeling that pain. I'm not telling you to deny the pain. But focus on that healing, and that pain will subside. It'll go away. I'm telling you, and don't worry about generational curses. Just make a generational choice not to do that. Just because your dad was a drunk don't mean you got to be one or whatever. Think about that. So you know what? I'm not going to worry at all. People say, well, you look like you worry. Your hair is so white. That's the genes my mama gave me. Praise God. She was totally white-headed, my mom. You know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you one thing. I made up my mind. I'm not going to worry. God's word is true, and it shall come to pass. That's the peace of God that passeth all understanding. So have a wonderful day today, because worry is not a part of your life.